every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Great big good morning to all of our Arizona homeowners. Good morning, y'all. It's Rosie on the House. In this hour, we'll be inviting Mr. John J. Harper, who's here in studio, to help us answer your question about anything having to do with your yard, garden, lawn, or landscaping. You can reach John and us if you'd like to ask a question at 1-888-767-4348. I'm here in studio. Got my darling wife, sweet Jennifer, here in studio. And, of course, Mr. John J. Harper. Rosie on the House. Historically, over 8,000 hours of broadcasting. Over 5 radio affiliates covering the state of Arizona. 60,000 hourly listeners. And we do it every Saturday for you, the Arizona homeowner. John Jay, good morning. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
Good morning. Yeah, how are you? Happy almost fall.
Happy almost fall, baby.
Next week.
I almost did a dance this morning coming in. Oh, we got in the car. It's only 75 degrees. There's clouds, few raindrops.
I don't know where those raindrops came from. There was a cloud about the size of a Volkswagen above our house, and it dropped like 8 drops. It was hilarious.
It's an 8-inch rain in Arizona, right? Drop every 8 inches.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of hope in the air for the fall.
It does. There's been a couple mornings where you just step on the back patio and say, yes.
Yeah, and even the evenings now, once the sun goes down, it's starting to cool. We're not 100 degrees at 10 o'clock. We're in the, upper 80s, and, it's getting there.
It is. It is.
And it always does. It's just... It never quick enough.
I always say, don't get excited to Halloween. You know what I mean?
Hopefully,
that's what really hangs on.
Maybe we've had a very strong monsoon, so maybe that bodes for a typical fall where, by next week the nights are cooling off, the mornings are cooling off. And maybe by early October we'll actually see some below 100 degree. Weather. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. So. It would. There are always a lot of questions about the garden in my non-gardener head, in my brown thumb DNA. But right now is always confusing to me because I love what the winter garden produces. So I always want to jump the gun.
Sure.
Talk us through right now. Is there any, I got a little okra growing right now. I got a cantaloupe that's just begging to die, but I won't let it.
A cantaloupe. Did you catch that?
So I'm pretty fallow right now, mm-hmm. but I've got a beautiful crop of compost I'm getting ready to turn in to the soil. Talk to me and the rest of the desert floor gardeners. What are we doing right now? What are we preparing for?
Well, we ought to be, if you need the space, we ought to be removing, some, if not all, of the warm season stuff. The melons, the okras, the eggplants, the stuff that's hung on. Now, okra loves the heat, and it'll keep producing till it cools off. But, if you need the room... Certainly, if you don't need the room, at least eliminate the stuff that's not producing or looks bad and start preparing the soil. That would be adding more organic material, composts, probably a little bit of gypsum maybe to kind of, temper the alkalinity, the salts in the soil and get it nice and loose and fluffy and, kind of change the color of that soil, although it be temporary here. We can never get enough organic material long enough to make dark, rich soil like they have in the Midwest. But that's usually the indication to me is when I've worked compost in, at least initially it's all worked in, it all looks the same. It's nice and dark. I've changed the color of the soil. I can reach in and, the length of my hand, my fingers, I can by hand dig a hole. I don't need a spade or a trowel to dig it a hole anymore. That soil's ready to go.
That's a great argument for raised planters, because my floor level garden has been soil, mm-hmm. has been enhanced, has been composted. I'm on about 20 years now, and I think it's just approaching what it's supposed to be. That's a great argument, I think, for raised planters. Just start with this.
Yeah, I heard it described one time that it's like soup. You know, it just keeps getting better all the time. You keep adding to it. But in the case of raised planters, and I have several of those, what typically happens by the end of the summer is the soil has shrunk. You know, so you need to add some potting soil or container garden soil or raised garden mix, depending on whose brand you're buying, to get that level back up, because it's, you know, with the heat and the composting, that stuff keeps composting, it kind of settles and shrinks. Mm. So you need to bring that level up, perhaps, depending on how deep your garden is. You know, the older we get, the better raised gardening
Amen.
Is, too.
Amen.
It's not the getting down, it's the getting back up that's the problem, right?
Well, what do you think about some of the newer, maybe they're not new, I've just noticed them, but like the hay bales that they're doing, like the bales, they just plant right in them.
Oh, right in the bale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been going on a while, yeah. And that's fine. Again, those will kind of continually, steadily decompose over time. And you might have to add to it or add another bale or just, kick that stuff around. The only thing you run into with hay or straw or those is perhaps some weeds from the seed that might, be in that. But, that works good. I've seen hay bales or straw bales used to actually make the raised garden and put stuff in. They use straw or hay and that lasagna method where you layer things. You know, it all, you can make it all work. There's no real magic secret other than attention. You have to pay attention to it. You know, there's an old saying, without the gardener, there's no garden. So, you know, whatever method you use, you're going to have to pay some attention to it, some less or more than others. And I think, like anything, whether it's fishing or cards or whatever, success breeds more interest.
Oh,
so if you're successful at it, you're probably going to want to keep doing it. So start small. You know, don't go out there and do half your back, tear up half your backyard tomorrow and start to become a vegetable gardener. You know, start with a couple of little raised gardens. You can buy little kits. You can make them yourself. You know, the ones I really like, I think they're kind of cool, are the horse troughs. You know, the galvanized steel horse troughs. They're not cheap, but you can buy different shapes and sizes of them.
I like the way those look. And what do you do for drainage out the bottom of those? Do you have to drill holes in them?
Well, you can drill holes, or most of them have a drain plug.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, just make sure you open it up. Make sure you put rock or gravel or something the first few inches, so that doesn't get plugged up. And you can actually buy them now with no bottoms in them. They're made just to be planters.
Oh.
And that's an alternative as well. Yeah, it's caught on so big that they're making those horse troughs without bottoms specifically to be a planter.
Well, one method I really like is Mel Bartholomew's square foot garden. Because you were talking about starting slow, and I like that because that's not a big space.
Yeah, 4 feet by 4 feet or whatever it is. You can put six, so it's got 16 compartments or squares in it. You can plant 16 different plants, which is, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's plenty for a couple of people.
Yes.
Yeah. And, think it through. Also, plant what you're going to like to eat, because if you are successful, you're probably going to have more than you can use in a lot of cases. So, you know, if you don't like okra, I raise my hand.
Oh, no.
I don't plant okra. That's fine, you know.
He hasn't had a good shrimp and okra gumbo in a long time.
Yeah,
so,
baby.
You know, you change your mind quick.
Well, okra disguised with shrimp flavoring is fine. But if
you have to do a lot to it. It has to be fried or gumbo to be really good.
Yeah, it's fine. Pickled, it's okay.
All right. So, like we've talked about soil prep.
That's the key.
We're now in a transition time. So when we come back, I'd like you to just talk us through some of the varieties that we ought to be contemplating rounding up the seeds for now. I'm guessing we're still a little too early, but that never stopped me before. But I sometimes struggle with the success. So let's talk about what we should be planting here in the next 30 to 60 days, when we can expect to be harvesting it. So all of that information about your desert garden here at Rosie on the House with our good friend, Mr. John J. Harper. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. If you too are wondering, like I am, what to plant next or how to overcome some growing landscaping challenge you have at your house, give us a ring. We'd love to visit with you and help you out.